You want to talk about people making a difference. Olivia Matera is a senior class president at Norwalk High School. And Olivia, I've been following all the things that you've been saying because I feel like there's been a lot of articles about you lately, and you really get things done, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I try and, you know, be a voice on behalf of the student body. It's a great change that we're making, and I'm excited.
So, Olivia, after Norwalk High School canceled all dances for the student body for, you know, an undetermined amount of time, the foreseeable future, you rallied and have brought them back.
We were all facing unprecedented times. So we kind of gathered together and we were like, hey, we want this to happen. And, you know, we brought it before the board and they did a great job listening and they really represented us.
So when they decided to cancel the dances at the school, I mean, obviously that's for an adult. You're like, oh, well, that stinks. But like when you're in high school, that's a huge deal. That's the things that you look forward to. Now, did they do it strictly because of COVID or because they didn't approve of you guys doing the sandwich dance?
I think it was strictly because of COVID.
So what steps did you take to have the school reinstate these dances? Because you won. You, from what I understand, the last few days they've come forward and the superintendent has given you the thumbs up.
Right. So it was talked about, and last year after our junior prom got canceled, a bunch of students went to their parents, and one of my classmates said, I think we could do it. She's a member of a club here in Norwalk, or actually it was in Westport, and she said, I think we can do it there, and they're, you know, we put in safety precautions, and it worked out.
When I was reading about this, I live pretty close by to the school. Hmm. And I almost was so close to be like, just like going to reaching out to you and being like, you want to do it in my front lawn? You guys can come over to my lawn. And my boss is like, no, there's liability, you idiot. And I'm like, oh, all right, I get it.
I think about some of the greatest memories from that time in my life, of course. And school dances are such a big part of that, right? There's the expected
Absolutely.
And the unexpected. So it's such a relief to hear that it's going to be happening.
I know, for us too.
So now there's going to be guidelines in place for the dance, right?
Yes, some of those guidelines. They may be a little harder to meet. Like, I know all the food has to be individually wrapped. And, you know, well, of course, we're going to have to wear masks and proof of vaccination. Get a negative PCR test before entering. But all things to keep us safe, and the students are willing to comply if that means we get our dances and events back.
I just think you're so well organized and you're so forward thinking. I can't imagine at your age being able to implement all these things and get it done. So I congratulate you on that. And I'm just curious, have you thought about where you're going to school next, what you want to do next, anything like that?
Thank you very much. Yeah. So right now we're pretty heavy on the college meetings and stuff at school. And I've been looking at maybe UMass, Penn State, even Syracuse. So I'm excited. I'm loving the process so far, and I'm really excited for college.
Awesome. I would like to come to the dance next month if it's open.
I think that's a liability issue,
all right,
too. You don't even have a kid in the school.
I could do the Running Man.
No.
There's so many things I can do at
she
that
She doesn't
dance.
Know what that is.
I'm sure
Stop
the
it.
Kids would love that.
Yeah.
Olivia
Matera is a senior class president at Norwalk High School. Congratulations, Olivia.
Thank you guys so much.